reveal the truth.
I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 19th. It's a Tuesday, 2024. Well, again, I just made all those numbers up because they really don't matter. And then continuing to go on and the idea that we have a relationship with our quote-unquote elected leaders that we cannot even seem to affect. It shows me over and over again, guys, if I can't even get you to stop doing daylight savings time, if I can't get you to actually stop doing the 12-month calendar, if I can't get you guys to realize that they're manipulating the time right in front of you, and that's the easiest thing for you to fix. You can fix that, but you can't get your representatives to bother to go ahead and do their job to make sure and represent the people. The problem is, folks, is that we know that money and time and all these things are the most manipulated things on earth, besides the human brain with MK Ultra and all the other stuff that we've mastered. Now, remember, guys, the guy who invented MK Ultra, his son went on to found Netflix. So Netflix and chill all you want, because there's no mind control in there. It's all just cool stuff to watch. You can binge watch for 30 and 40 and 50 and 80, 100 hours a week of Netflix and chill. Now, that my problem is, folks, is, again, when you don't know who the enemy is, I guess you don't know where to shoot your gun. And we're seeing the situation right in front of us where I continue to tell you every single time I log into this show, I tell you that the entire date is completely fictitious. There's nothing real about it. It's just a marker. And the problem with that marker is it's been manipulated. And the problem with that marker is it's been being manipulated because it manipulates your mind and makes you easily controlled. Now, if you've ever trained a dog, let me go with this. Have you ever trained a dog? Have you trained a horse? Have you trained anything to get them to do certain things? Well, you don't really have to mind control them. You just do little reinforcements. You can do negative reinforcements. You can do sound reinforcement. You can do food reinforcement. You can withhold food for reinforcement. There's lots of different things that you can do for that. And the problem with it is, guys, is that we are so manipulated, so just touched. You ought to be turn the government in for raping you every day, mind raping you, emotionally raping you, physically raping you, financially raping you. I mean, guys, this is absolutely unbelievable. The government will tell you, listen, don't do these things because it's dangerous to the environment. Put a $1,800 catalytic converter with platinum inside of it, so that the thieves can seal with a $2 Sawzall blade. Do that $1,800 catalytic converter because you're going to change the chemicals in the exhaust, because that is the problem. Oh, wait, we're going to do something to the front end so there's not noise pollution. So noise pollution, we got rid of that. So now the cars really run like crap. And then, oh, wait, we can't have exhaust pollution. So we changed the chemical in there. And then the exhaust makes noise, so we got to soften that. So that makes it more inefficient. So then we put ethanol in our gasoline. And then the ethanol makes it even more inefficient to go down the road. You lose more horsepower, more mileage. And then you go and you do the quiet engine, and then you get that all quiet. Shh, can't go vroom, vroom. And then you go and get the thing changed, and you chemically burn it so it changes into something it's not. And then you change the exhaust so it's all so quiet going down the road. But the same government is out there developing ways to kill you in other countries and kill the people of those other countries at the tune of trillions of dollars. But see, I digress. So the problem is, guys, is the government really in this for your benefit? The things that they're telling you not to do, is it actually make the world a better place? Does it make the world a better place? Are you better because of what it does? Have you better now because you've bothered to go ahead and, change the time on your clock, Sunday before last? So y'all are all goofed up for a week. Ah, time change. I don't know what I'm doing. The sun's up, the sun's down. Ah. If it was so necessary for the time to change, why did they change the dates that it changes on under Bush Jr.? Why is it that Arizona doesn't prescribe to daylight savings time? Why is it other parts of the world? Why do we have other parts of this country, parts of this world, that don't prescribe to it? Because it's stupid. Because it is absolutely 100% stupid, and some people got wise to it. But those that really want to maintain that control, we're going to manipulate how much value your dollar has. Then we're going to manipulate the time. You gain an hour, lose an hour, gain an hour, lose an hour. Oh, who cares, right? It's just an hour. 50% increase in heart attacks the Sunday after daylight, the Sunday of daylight savings time. So again, guys, when I continue to go down this path with you guys, I want you to listen to that. Hey, happy Tuesday, Jim, says Ken. Good to see you, Ken. Thank you so much for being here. Glad makes me glad I don't have Netflix. I walked away when they released Cuties. Well, yeah, absolutely, guys. If you're paying attention, quit paying into the machine that is doing weird crap. And you guys just tend to pay into a lot of these machines. Now, again, I'm not telling you what to do with your taxes. I'm not going to tell you what to do with, you know, your life or whatever, but you got to start figuring out what you want your legacy to look like. Well, I paid my taxes every day, Jim, every year. Boy, I really did the right thing. I've never been audited. I'm such a good little doobie. Boy, woo, woo. And the problem is, I could go down a list of items that I know that you out and out will openly reject and say that you do not want any part of that system. And yet, you still pay your taxes. I say, hey, do you like abortions? You're like, no! But you pay for abortions in your country and globally. So you are... Hey, Lisa, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Edward, thank you so much for being here. You are a part of the assassination of children inside of the womb. I mean, you should get yourself a t-shirt or a badge or something, you know, a scarf that says, I kill children globally. I mean, what? But no, you're not. No, I'm not. I don't do that. I'll jam. You know, the Catholic Church has actually got a lot of fingers in a lot of pies from adoptions and planned parenthood stuff. Gary Heisman, good to see you. He says, hope you enjoyed your time off. I did. Had a great time, and I was actually, you know, very, like, you know me, guys, I was out there, was very, very busy, met a lot of great people, was able to watch Laura Eisenhower actually do a little bit of a speech last night. She spoke for about an hour and signed the book that, what did I do with it? Did I leave it up? I think I left it upstairs. So anyway, I have that there. So Edward Drive will not chat, but there are a lot of conversations in my head. And I get it, Edward. You got to be Mr. Safety first because they told you no texting and driving because that's killing everybody. Wait, I thought guns were killing everybody. I thought unattended driving was... Texting's killing everybody. No. Wait, we kill a million people every year in the womb of women. I don't know, guys. You guys got to figure out where you're at on this whole thing. Carrie, are you a fan of Sam Tripoli? So Ken is asking Carrie that question. So I don't know who Sam Tripoli is, but I'm sure Ken will fill us in here. Anyway, going down through all this stuff that we... And I've been gone. So I left, got to Florida, and... was able to spend time with Larry and Jeff, the My Chronic Silver guy and the Fresh Mouth Toothpaste guy. Was able to help them with their stuff. Had a lot of great conversations. Hey, look at my Twitter's back up to 3,281. It was down. It was up to that last week, but then it dropped back down over the weekend. And my Twitter followers are, you know, I gained about 5 of them back over the weekend. Jeez, come on, Twitter, stop doing it. Stop being that. You don't have to be that. So I'm getting over to Cloud Hub. Don't go anywhere, John. I'll be right there, buddy. Anyway, so as we continue to talk about how the world around you is being manipulated, you got to be say, you got to say to yourself somewhere along the line, you got to draw a line in the sand somewhere along the line, right? But we don't do that. We ebb and flow. We're actually not as we're not as good at this as we really think we are about standing our ground and making sure that we're not manipulated. Just saying. So, but that's just me. Anyway, I had a great weekend. Met a lot of great people. Let's see. I met a couple people at the event last night that Laura Eisenhower was speaking at that actually met me in Winter Haven and also in Doral. I was able to meet a few people there, so that was actually really cool to see that. I was at a small group event with Lori Eisenhower, and this is the granddaughter of Mr. Eisenhower, the president, talking about the Greys and the aliens and stuff like that. Anyway, so I was ran into those folks. It was great to see that. Also ran into a couple other patriots, and I will tell you, I was at a holistic conference, but I met a lot of great patriots. I met a Tiffany and a, I don't want to screw it up. And Toby, yeah, I wasn't going to call her Toby. I was going to say something else, and I don't know why, but this is probably just because I'm a little bit tired. I was up at 5 a.m. Eastern time to get on the flight that was canceled from last night, and American Airlines is still trying to reschedule that flight that was canceled. It ended up getting canceled last night. It got delayed. It was canceling. I knew it was going to cancel because I already missed the connecting flights out of Chicago to get into Wichita. There would have been no connecting flights by the time I got there. And they are still today, like I was getting off the plane in Wichita, and it's still trying to reschedule the flight anyway. So it's, but you know, they got all the answers. By God, don't you dare question anything they're doing over there. That's not your purview. Don't you worry about that. But anyway, as we continue to think about, and I titled today's show, I titled today's show The Same Old Stuff, right? And I wanted you guys to listen to that in a way that is kind of, I watched how the things went over the weekend. We're still talking about Trump and not being able to bond out on the fine so he can go and appeal to the appeals court. They want, and here's the problem with the whole thing, guys. Listen to me. Listen. The Trump thing is the biggest BS crap storm. And because I'm on TV, I'm not using all the expletives I'd like to use right now, because it is absolutely the biggest rape job of judicial system that you've ever heard in mankind. Now listen, here's what the problem is with Trump getting his bond. A bond company will not give him the bond because they know they have to turn over the entire amount immediately. It's non-revocable. They don't get it back. There's no refund. If it get the appeal goes through and they appeal it and Trump wins the appeal, the money is forfeited to the city of New York or the state of New York, whatever you want to say jurisdictionally has the money in that pocket. That little bucket, here's our fine money for Mr. Trump. Moo-wee. And so my problem with it is that when we talk about this thing with Trump and they're like, well, Mr. Trump has gone to 32 different bond companies and nobody will give him the bond. Well, they're not going to give him a paper receipt to say that they will stand behind the bond because they know the bond will be forfeited immediately. It's in the ruling. And the way that they have set this whole thing up, this is a civil case, guys. If you go and your neighbor, you know, or whatever, somebody, you had some upholstery done on a couch and you decide you didn't want to pay him and the guy sues you for it, that's small claims court. That's civil litigation. When you go to get divorced, which is obviously a blood sport nowadays, what we all do. By the way, women, you get divorced, you get half of his crap and you get alimony and child support. I don't know. The equal rights, right? Equal rights, girls. Woo! Civil rights. Yeah, anyway. My problem with this whole thing is that it pisses me off when I see pundits playing this word salad spaghetti BS Oh, Mr. Trump can't get anybody to insure him. No one's going to insure him. No one will do it because here's the thing. Even if he wins his appeal, he doesn't get the money back. Are you listening to this about your country? This is what the judicial system has done. Guys, we have lost control of the judicial system and the administrative system and the legislative system. Judicial, administrative, and legislative. Gone. Gone. Understand that. Understand when you guys are looking around going, hey, I should stop for those red and blue lights because it's so important because their authority is so fair. And obviously what they're doing is above reproach. Hey, Bundy Cop, thank you so much for the donation. Karen, good to see you. Thank you for being here. I got a lot of great people in today. It's fantastic to see you guys out there. And I didn't get to read some of the comments. There's this whole problem that we now have a credibility issue within a system that we're paying for. And why? Why? Do these people really believe when they go, I do solemnly swear to protect the Constitution against foreign intermeddling? Paycheck! Who's my paycheck? Come on, give me the money. Show me the money. Help me help you give me money. Help me help you give me money. That's all politicians are about. Bundy Cobb gave me 1,000 stars. Thank you for that donation, Bundy. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir. So again, this is a situation where I see this going on right in front of my face, and I'm going, guys, what do you want it to look like? What do you want the world around you to be? And if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your own country, you don't know how this whole thing works, don't complain. Don't get involved. Just sit back and watch your Netflix, man. Don't care. Don't matter. It ain't a thing. Don't worry about it. It's all out. Don't worry about it. Guys, you don't even understand the Constitution. You don't understand that your policy officers, by the way, the local police department has no jurisdiction. I'm going to go out on a limb on this. I'm going to be the guy who's all crazy with my hair on fire. Ooh, look at Jim saying weird stuff again. The problem is the policy officers that you guys all think that wear the little badge and the little gun, that they are willing to use deadly force to give you a ticket. Now, remember that, guys. The guy with the gun on his hip will tell you you're wrong for owning a gun to defend your own property. But the guy with a gun will shoot you dead for a speeding ticket. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Please, please explicitly write it out. Small words, bright colors. I do like Crayolas. So try to use the Crayola brand, not the off brand. I like Crayola. And make sure and just, you know, really just keep it dumb for me because I really am not a very smart individual here. But see, this is the problem. I can say these things and I can talk about this. But every one of you, when you see the little guy on the motorcycle with the LIDAR gun out there on the side of the freeway or behind a tree on the side road or sitting in a parking lot running radar or they got a helicopter or they got a county mountie or they got the state trooper running LIDAR, you guys are like, oh, I got to obey. Why? Why? Guys, they're doing the 15-minute cities, this 10-minute, 15-minute, 20-minute town, city thing. Look into the Mockingbird stuff, the Mockingjay. Look into that whole movie, that whole series, that whole thing. The districts are coming. People go into these little things like, oh, look, there's apartments, and then there's a grocery store and a haircutting place and a dry cleaner and a laundromat and a, ooh, everything's right here. 15-minute city. No. It's super planned. It's just so convenient, Jimmy. You don't get it. Like, it's so great. Oh, my God. Is it? Guys, I was in Florida, and there are so many toll booths in Florida. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's not a freeway you paid for because you're still getting an extra tax to use it. But remember all those little cameras that we've got laying around on, hey, good to see you, Jonathan. Thank you for being here. These little cameras, there's a little black panel, solar panel on a black pole with this little oval looking camera on it. And the guy out of Florida had his supercar, his super expensive exotic car stolen. And the police department said, hey, dude, it's lost. So he went out and started a company that puts cell phones with solar panels all over the place. Guys, I have them down the street from my house, less than a half a mile. They're in Andover, Kansas, which has a population of 15,000 people in it. And I'm not saying they have one. They have dozens all over that town. What are they monitoring in Andover, Kansas? Is there such a theft problem? No, it's the 15-minute cities, guys. The cops are tracking your license plates.
Oh, I didn't see it. I don't know. I didn't know what was going on.
Jonathan Marsh, thank you so much for the donation. I appreciate it, man. It's awesome. Thank you. But again, guys, this extra taxation thing. Every little tax is an extra tax, extra tax. You're okay with it, right? They already take 33% out of your W-2 paycheck. If you're just doing it by the book, they're taking one-third of your pay for the government. And then when you go to buy groceries, they bang you again. And when you pay your electricity, they bang you again. When you buy your gasoline, most of the cost of a gallon of gas is all taxes. You guys want to turn gasoline into water, less than water? Take the stupid taxes off of it. You want to turn cigarettes into something that doesn't even, it's not even a commodity anymore? Take all the tax out of it. The only reason cigarettes cost what they do is three quarters of it is taxes. Now, cigarettes have just horrible chemicals sprayed all over them. But tobacco, nicotine, which again, there's more nicotine in an eggplant and a green tomato than there is in a tobacco leaf. Look it up. Nicotine's non-addictive. But they spray all these chemicals and formaldehyde and all this quick burn paper and all these cigarettes and the 2,000 chemicals that are in cigarettes. That's what's killing you. Tobacco is a neuroprotectant. It's a neuroprotectant. Listen to me, folks. Over and over again, we have all this misinformation going on out there, but these 15-minute cities are coming hot and heavy. Hot and heavy. Why? Why? Do we not have enough services? Do we not have enough city and state employees? Do we not have enough people working for the government? So we could go look over here. Ken says, I'd say Ready Player One is more accurate to where they want us to, live in a run-down boxcar, plug into the metaverse. Right. We could create another alternate reality for you. We'll create another alternate reality. Just put these little goggles on. Put this phone on your face. By the way, I don't know what LED lights this close to your face like this. I don't know what you think that's going to be or look like, but I don't think it's going to be healthy. Just saying. But anyway, so Maryland just passed an ammunition tax. Oh, Jonathan, well, congratulations, guys. So now you're going to drive everybody out of Maryland to go to other states around you to buy their ammunition because they won't pay the extra ammunition cost. So now you guys won't sell any ammunition. That's stupid. That is the dumbest crap on earth. I can get ammunition mailed to me. Why would I pay Maryland state? If I was living in Maryland, I'd just have someone ship it to me. You can have ammunition. There's no FFL. There's no federal firearms license necessary to buy ammunition. You can buy all the ammunition you want. But if I'm going to go to Maryland, I'm going to start having my mail ordered in. I'm going to have it delivered. So again, guys, this is where we don't understand what's going on in front of us. So anyway, I didn't mean to rant so much about that. Terrence Williams, good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Oh, Debbie Muniz, haven't seen you in a while. Thank you so much for being here. Let's see what you have here. They put everything in front of us. Once we see it, you can never unsee it. Oh, yeah. Our taxes keep going up here in Winfield to the point where we're considering moving. But where? Tiny house, off-grid? Well, that's where you got to figure out. You got to be in the unincorporated areas. You can't be around the city politics. You can't be around in the city limits. You got to be outside of all that. You got to be self-reliant. And that's the point, guys. But I'm going to ask you something. Oh, I was going to look this up real quick. Let's go to the U.S. debt clock. U.S. debt clock. USdebtclock.org. Let's see here. How many federal employees do we have? Let's see here.
I always love this. It's just so depressing. Here we go. United States, U.S. Workforce, 161 million are people are 161 million people are getting a paycheck on a W-2. Total population 336 million, including, but yeah, it's not including the other 15 to 18 million brown people. Remember, we can't call them what they are by their country. We just, are we allowed to call them brown? Are we supposed to say brown anymore? Can we not? I don't know. I don't know where political correctness has moved their line to. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see. Private sector jobs. We got 129 million private sector jobs. Self-employed is around 9 million. That doesn't sound very good. Let's see here. Government employees. So this is going to be, state, local, and federal employees, including county, municipal, schools, districts, townships, special districts, including our U.S. military, employees of U.S. territories, and foreign governments, including CIS, NSA, and DIA employees. That is a total of 24 million people. 24 million people rely on your paycheck. 24 million people is just about, we're getting close to that 10% of the United States population is some type of government employee. That is unsustainable. I know in the business cases I've done and the things that we talk about with administration costs and things like that, when you look at the business cases, you do not want that. Do not want that. Let's see. What else we have here? Debbie was doing that. Carrie Harrison, how about illegals being allowed to purchase firearms? Oh, well, Carrie, illegals are allowed to have firearms in America. Federal judge just happened to be a black lady appointed by Obama. Boy, these black ladies really have been making a mark on America. I hope America is everything they hoped it would be. I hope that when we get done with all this and we just turn it into a big old turd bowl with a straw in it and we just, you know, or a spoon in it so we can just eat a big old bunch of turds every day. When they get done with this country, I hope they're so super happy. And by the way, guys, if you keep hearing from your government that slavery is the problem and white people are the problem, what should your response be? What should be your direct response be if they keep telling you that slavery and white people are the problem? What should that tell you? If the government's willing to say that to you over and over again, what's that telling you? Think about that. This is a big, big problem for us, guys. We got a government telling us over and over again, we need Black History Month. We need LGBTYQ Month. We need all this other stuff constantly. Everything's got a month. Everything's got a day. Everything has a holiday. Why do we think we need all these designated holidays? You know, ice cream day. Well, I love ice cream, but I'm still, again, ice cream, right? But we have to have this conversation because if we don't start having this conversation, we don't start pushing back, we won't get the victory we're looking for. I do believe we're doing amazing things. I do believe the awakening of people, the great awakening, is breathtaking at best. And when you're living through it, it seems like it's not going anywhere and it's not doing what you want. But I'm telling you what, it's been amazing for me to watch the things going on in front of us. I see people, I get people with purple hair coming up to me going, you know, the government sucks. I'm like, are you sure? Because you look like the person that voted for the pedo in chief we have in the White House. Oh, they're bad. You don't even know, Jim. Oh, and I'm like, yeah, no, I do. That's why I lived through this a long time ago, and I continue to preach about this because it's so necessary for you guys to listen to me and say, listen, we're not going to live that life anymore. We're going to live differently. We're not going to do this over and over again. We're going to change the pattern. We're going to live life with purpose, right? Live life with purpose. I don't think that's that hard. Marcia Anderton says, government is the problem always. Well, that's absolutely very true. And if you guys actually just come to the grips with it, that they are not working for you, but they are directly working against you, it really kind of puts your mind in the right space. Guys, I just spent the last however many hours of my life since this morning till just right, I mean, I literally walked in the door, plugged the laptop in, fired everything up to do the show. But I just spent the entire day basically in the prison system called airports. And there's not one airport that I can walk through going, wow, they've got the traffic flow, the foot traffic flow, the aircraft come in here. It is laid out in such a way. Even Denver is a brand new, spanking new, just built it out, way out. No restrictions, nobody around. I don't have to worry about buildings or trees or swamp or alligators or bears and elephants. Oh, my, nothing. Nothing. And that still sucks. It literally looks like they turned an old mall into an airport. Like it was an old strip center. Like, you know, we ought to turn this into an airport. It'd be great. Yeah, just put some dinghies on the side and let the airplanes pull up here and the people get in and out of it and it'd be fine. But at the exact same time you go through the process, you got to go in there with 2 ounces of liquid. Guys, 2 ounces of liquid don't bring planes down. The steak knives in the steakhouses and the burger joints and all the other restaurants and the forks and the knives and the spoons, that's the problem. But oh no, if I have a fingernail clippers, I have to throw them away. If I have my pocket knife on me with my 3-inch blade, my 3-inch pocket blade, that thing, oh, it's in the trash. But they can have steak knives at all the steak places in the mall. Oh, I'm sorry, airport. We're going to call them airports. They're not malls. But you're captive. You have to be ran through security. I had to have my photo taken in the Miami airport this morning. Yeah. Why? Why did I have to have my photo? They already have my driver's license. They scan through a machine. It goes in the machine. It sucks it in. Oh, it can't just be a little sting. No. They had to put it in there, take an image of me and make sure to match it to that. That's okay, right? How about the scan thing where you got to put, you know, the one that goes all the way through your body because they're trying to see inside of your body to see if you got anything shoved up your butt? Guys, this is your travel? This is your vacation?
Oh, yeah. Let me rub your junk so you can go see, you know, grandma. Oh, let me rub your boobs there, Grandma. Make sure you ain't got nothing. Ooh, is that an underwire? Oh, nice.
It is humiliating. It is degrading. And it's only giving people $15 an hour jobs. I'm sorry. Oh, $20 an hour now. We got to make sure everybody gets a pay jump. But guys, this is the hysteria that which we live in. And this is just observational. This isn't anything that I there's other stuff to talk about that our government's running through. Remember the TikTok bill, that whole thing to get rid of TikTok? That's just the Trojan horse for the internet. They're going to go in and make a whole bunch of new laws and things for the internet so that way they control the internet. It's not at the discretion of Facebook.
FBI has an office in Facebook, so, you know, blah, 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 all that. Remember that?
Remember Twitter exposed all that, where we had FBI agents literally in Twitter headquarters manipulating their outcomes, their algorithms, sending emails directly to the president and the vice president of the company. You remember all that? Jeremy, it's good to see you, man. Haven't seen you in a while. As for how I feel, I'm a minority due to the fact that I am a white male that works for a living. Well, no, there's a bunch of people on welfare that need your money, Jeremy, and you just keep working there, buddy, because they need you. I mean, that's just it, right? Me and my siblings have had discussions about we'd actually like to move to Russia under Uncle Putin. Debbie, I'm with you. I'm with you. Again, Russia's under U.S. sanctions and U.N. sanctions, and they don't get the same fair treatment that other countries do that are willing to bomb everything and kill everybody. So Russia is thriving. You saw the whole interview that Tucker Carlson did, all the side interviews, going to the grocery store, going to the McDonald's. They have a McDonald's, but it's not McDonald's because McDonald's was kicked out of Russia. And so there's a McDonald's, but it's called something else, McDougal's, or I don't know, whatever it was. I mean, everything that these people are doing over there is thriving without our interference. Do you see what the point is here? They don't need us. People don't need America. We go over there, we're big old bullies, crapping in everybody's Cheerios, and it's not healthy. Not healthy. And but we gotta look at say, okay, what are we gonna do here? Our city councils literally don't give two craps except for spending money that they don't have and charging you more tickets and more fines and more this and that, just so they can pay for these little pet projects. Oh, we got rid of all the pools in Wichita. Wichita, Kansas doesn't have one public pool anymore. All the public pools. We had dozens across the city. It was the greatest thing. I remember going down to Ailey Park and going down to Hillside. Was it Hillside? What was it called? No. College Hill Pool. I learned to swim there. I'd go over there. We had free swim. Loved doing it. I was a lifeguard. Was on the dive team when I was a freshman in high school. I mean, I was... And you know, I took second in the city of Glendale. I was good at what I did, and I always loved it. No, city of Wichita shut all that down. We have splash parks now. We have splash parks. So now these little geysers of water come out of a rubber mat, and everybody runs around in it, and it's not managed. It's not chlorinated. It's not cleaned or anything like that. There's nothing there. Not that I want chlorine pools. I think we should do hydrogen peroxide pools, which then oxygenates and heals the body. But again, what do I know? But this is a problem for us. When I got an entire city that shuts all the city pools down and then turns around and spends millions of dollars on a 30 by 40 splash pad. So they put an entirely new system in, abandon the old one they had, the pool with the diving board and the kiddie pool and the, you know, the shallow end and the lap pool and all that. No. We could shut it down. Why?
Oh, because splash parks are better.
No. What happened to going to the pool and hanging out with your friends and meeting some girl you didn't know, and then you get to, you know, be boyfriend and girlfriend for 3 hours while you're at the pool, and then you never see her again? What happened to those days? What about going to the pool and getting so burnt you couldn't even, you know, touch your sheets at night? What happened to going and enjoying yourself with your friends at the local pool for 25 cents or whatever it was? Oh, no, we can't do that. They're just not popular enough, Jim. Oh, you think that splash park with the little geysers of water and just people walking around in their shoes and the dogs and everything else in that, you think that's sanitary? But see, again, the city council's out there doing things for you and me that nobody in their right mind says that they can't wait to have it. The people who do want it are the guys that are making money on it. If I was selling splash pool equipment, you know what I'm going to tell the city?
Oh, yeah, this is so much easier, so much cheaper, man. Yeah, you just build one of these little babies over here. You can just get rid of all that overhead. You don't have to worry about employees or insurance or nothing. You just get your little splash pad over here, and everybody can just get around in that.
They're recycling like the same, you know, 1,000 gallons. It's like literally a 1% of the amount of water in a city pool, and they just keep recycling it over and 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 over again. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
But see, this is, again, a problem for me, man. I want you guys to sit here and think about this a little bit more and quit going back to the same poison well.
Now, if I go back to the original topic of Trump and his ability to bond out, are you happy with that? If I go back and tell you about the 15-minute city or 10-minute cities or 20-minute cities or whatever they want to call it, you're okay with that. You're okay with this camera system that they're putting. I have seen these guys from California, Arizona, Kansas, Texas, New York, Florida, Washington, D.C. Everywhere across this nation, these little cameras with these little panels, and they put them on light poles. Some of them they already, like, they'll put them on a telephone pole, but most of the time they're a freestanding little black pole, which I would tell you guys probably need to come down. Just saying. If the city started having to pay for those little poles, like they have to pay for the scooters that everybody throws in the rivers, they probably would not want to support it very much, would they? The guy who's making hundreds of millions of dollars on these contracts with the cities because they're collecting license plate data. If there happens to be a stolen car, we've got the data. Oh, you sure, police department? You're not going to just ask for that? It's like, oh, we have a stolen car. Can you send me that information? Oh, there's no warrant required. There's no fail safe, no check system to make sure that we're not just allowing that information to go wildly out there where we can start following people for insurance reasons. What about when your insurance starts going up when they said that you went by one of those little things a little too fast? You're breaking the speed limit. How about the fact that Chevy and Volvo, Volkswagen, and others are already turning over your driving habits electronically to the insurance industries? You know that, right? They're already doing it without your permission. You know that, right? See, this is the stuff they do. This is how it works for them, guys. It's a little at a time, a little at a time, and a little at a time. How do you boil a frog? Right? How do you boil a frog? A little at a time. Boop, 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 boop. Guys, we've gotten so far away from what freedom and liberty really is, we have no idea what it looks like. We really don't. I don't even genuinely have a full idea of liberty and freedom. I honestly, inside of my heart, look at things and go, I don't even know what it would be like to just be able to just do whatever I wanted. Whatever I wanted. Why can't I just do whatever I want? Why can't I just do that? Why is that a problem for everybody?
Oh, well, Jim, you can't have that. If you just do whatever you want, then there'll be chaos. It'll be anarchy.
The amount of corruption and money that's going on, and guys, again, here's the thing. There's a lot of these ding-dongs out there, these politicians, who will vote for splash pads. I'm just using that as an easy target to talk about. We can go on to a thousand other things. There's a lot of these people who will never, ever receive a dime for selling out their city for some stupid program. They'll never see a dime of it because to them, more government has always been the answer. More intrusion, more push. Hey, Jim Lewis, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. They want more government. And so the idea that the government's just spending money, they love it. Oh, we have 100,000 left? Spend it. Spend it. Yeah. Oh, surplus? No, we don't do that around here, folks. We just spend every dime you give us. And in fact, we're going to go get a loan for the money that you didn't give us because we thought it was really important to spend money on other things. So just shh. Don't shh. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Is it? They're borrowing money to do things to you with money that you haven't even made yet. Writing checks for things that we can't cash. You know, we're going to be paying $1 trillion in interest alone already. I think by the middle of this year. $1 trillion in debt services. That's not the principle. We're not moving the $36 trillion down. We're paying $1 trillion a year in interest alone. When we think of Nisara and Jisara and we think of those things, the reason that they are so tasty and they look so appealing to us and it looks like something that we really should be involved with is because we're so desperate for relief. We want to thrive. We want to be better. We want all these amazing things. But can we get them? Somewhere along the line, the guy with the badge and the guy with the gun, and I don't care if it's the policy officer, a sheriff, or a state trooper, or a military personnel, is going to have to make a decision on which side of history they really want to be on. And when these sheriffs quit being the political tools that they really are, when these sheriffs actually start standing up for the people, what will it actually look like? How will it actually be for us? Will we actually be ready for it? Would we know what it looks like? Would we know how to respond to it when it happens? See, my problem is, folks, is we love our captor. Hey, Dale, good to see you. Dale says, that's the trillion-dollar question. Oh, yeah. And then Bondi Cobb says, the kickback money is moving around. Well, see, remember, though, Bundy, there's a lot of people that will never take a dime, but they'll gladly vote to spend money that we don't have, which is just as abusive as taking kickbacks on a splash park you'd bother to put in right next to the pool that sits there idle. By the way, all the pools in Wichita that they shut down are just sitting there, empty. They didn't tear them down. They didn't fill them in. They didn't turn something in. No, it's just still sitting there. I think one of them over on Woodlawn, they did fill that in and turned it into the splash park. Idiots. There's not one time I've seen the government actually have a return on investment plan for anything they're doing. If we do this, if we spend $100 of your money, folks, if we spend $100 of your money, you're going to get a $200 return because we're doing something so amazing. It's going to bring money back to us. It's going to make the economy so much better. It's going to make things, you're going to take $100 and we're going to turn it into $200 because we're going to multiply as a good servant. We're going to multiply your money. Do you think that's happening? Do you think that's how that works? It's probably not. I say it's probably not because I know it's not. You know it's not. There's so much more about the world around us, but you have to participate. You have to be observant. You have to look at the little poles on the side of the street and pay attention to what's really going on around you instead of just blindly racing past the picket fences. Learn. Learn. Learn what it really means. Learn what the yellow, little yellow poles on the either side of an intersection really are. Those are usually gas lines, petroleum lines. If you put in your computer, petroleum lines in America or petroleum pipelines in America, it will show you the thousands and thousands of pipelines that go for thousands and thousands of miles. We have pipelines everywhere. I got a pipeline right across the street from me here on the county side, just over there. It's not a high-pressure petroleum line, but it is one. Or is it natural gas? No, it's petroleum. But see, my problem is, folks, is that I know that, but do you even know what's around your house, what's around your home, what you live in around, what you think you're so safe from? People build houses under high-voltage power lines, like right underneath them.
Oh, no, Jimmy, they're not underneath. You're lying.
Okay, so if the high-voltage power line is here and your house is here, you're under the power line. No, you're not under here, but you're under here. You don't think those things kind of emit something? I mean, guys, come on. So again, this is where you have to pay attention to these little things because too much of this is getting away from us. Jim Lewis says, I know what's in my safe. Kerry Heisman, working for DOD, I'm sure you have seen how government spends money. Guys, I walked into an Air Force base in our country, and I came across thousands and thousands and thousands of filter boxes full of filters that had an inch of dust on them because someone had to spend end-of-year money because they can't roll it over. It's a zero-sum budget. If you don't use the money, you don't get it next year. You don't get your increase. When we were doing DOD work, we would have those end-of-year contracts in the October. And so we knew that end October was going to be kind of, it was always kind of a questionable time of what we were going to come up against, what things were going to happen, how it was going to look. So we always thought, you know, end of October, around October, we're going to get a big bump. We're going to get these contracts. And we always did. And that's how it works, guys. These people don't spend money because it's necessary. They spend money because it's there. Now, there are things that there are parts of the government that I don't have enough money to replace a toilet in their bathroom. I get it. But they'll also overspend on thousands of cases, these huge cases. I'm not talking like a little box, like a 1 foot by one. We're talking, these are like 3 and 4 foot by 4 foot boxes, huge boxes full of filters. And just sitting all over these warehouses, just thousands of them. They were stored up above the mezzanines in the hangars because they just had to store them somewhere. And it was just pointless. But if we think about those things and we know that this is going on, we know this is abuse that what they're doing, then we have to be different. We have to be different. We know that these things are going on and we have to stand up and say no more. No more. But that's work. That's you being self-reliant. That means you can't go to them and say, I want a fire department. I want a police officer. I want a school. I want a this. I want a that, because that's how they get back in. We didn't have schools 100 years ago. We didn't have the police departments 100 years ago. We didn't have the fire departments 100 years ago. We didn't have city, quote unquote, city roads and city streets that we can just watch deteriorate in front of our faces. All these things existed without us needing to have the government involved. Thomas County, Kansas, Colby, has a constitutional sheriff, no undocumented immigrants allowed. Debbie, that is amazing. That is fantastic. I'd love to have him on the show if we can. Need a guy like that. Guys, I'm saying all these things because it's necessary to have the conversation, like I said before, out loud. And make sure and talk about it out loud. We have to be able to say these things over and over again. But we don't. We don't say them often enough. And this is a problem for us. Edward says, hello, my friend. I'm home. So, all right, Edward's home. He gets to chat it up with us now. Thank you so much for being there. Edward's out of Tucson, Arizona. So good to see you guys. And, guys, be friends with each other. And these, everybody that's in the comments, everybody that's on the Jim Price Show, if you guys want to be on the Jim Price Show chat, either on Telegram or on Facebook, the Jim Price Show chat, let me know. I'll get you in there. I try to remember people as I go and add people now and again. But we do have a private chat over there, so you guys can, you know, contribute to those things, be a part of it. But on Telegram and on Facebook, we have chats, chat rooms or streams or threads or whatever you want to call it, on Messenger. But you guys are always going to be the answer. You're always going to be the right people at the right time. You're going to be influential because you're opening your mouth, because your energy is there, because of who you are. And who you are, I can't be. I can't be Bundy. I can't be Edward. I can't be Carrie. I can't be Jim. I can't be any of those. I am Jim, but not that Jim. I'm not Leanne Carroll. I'm not, you know, Debbie Munez or Jeremy Phillips. I'm not any of these people, but they are them, and they can be the best they can be. And that best they can be is the one that they say to the people they can influence around them, listen, stand up with me, be a part of this, let's go together, let's do this right. When you start coming in numbers, you remember this whole COVID thing, told you guys exactly what they were afraid of, you. The whole coronavirus, the Mexican beer flu, they showed how terrifying you are. They don't want you around. They didn't want me around. That's why they came after me. I was too scary. But was I? To me, I was like, I'm just a guy who doesn't want my taxes being spent wrong. I don't want property taxes, and I don't want food tax, and I don't want utility tax. And I think we need to size back the police stations and the policemen, and they can come out when I call them. But I don't need them running LIDAR. I don't need them out there doing the Clydesdale horses and going to here and there and doing all these little things that they do where they show up. Guys, if we were able to take care of ourselves, we wouldn't be abused by those that are trying to take care of us. And the abuse can stop with us. We can be different. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing out there. Thank you for all the questions and comments. It's been fantastic having you a part of the show. Remember, donate to the show as often as possible. Bundy Cobb gave today and others as well. So thank you guys so much for donating to the show, sending stars, sending PayPal or Venmo or Cash App. If you guys want those links, let me know. I can send those to you. Guys, thank you so much for donating the show and buying our products. My Daily Naturals is the vitamin line that you need to make sure that you are taking every single day, the basic cell function package. If you're not taking that basic cell function package, you are limping along. You are not thriving. You're just barely existing. Also, I have my mushroom tinctures and other things as well. We're working on a couple of different things. Go to my thejimpriceshow.com. By the way, guys, every single one of you, go to the thejimpriceshow.com page as soon as I get done here. Go to the Jim Price Show page. Go look at the sponsors. Look what you can buy. Go look at the store. Look at the coffee cups. I put up the corner badass cool and cool shit. I put that shirt up last week. You guys are supposed to order those, remember? That's on you guys. All right, guys. Well, remember, this is how we do it. We come together, and we are the difference. When we come together, we bind together, we become more powerful. That's what COVID was, keeping us apart, 6 feet apart. You come together, more powerful, you beat them. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Remember, the 10% you do for a neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish, so there will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win. I promise. I'll make promise I can't keep. You've always been the answer. Guys, this is the difference makers, right? You guys are the difference makers. You guys know how to do this. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm a little tired from all the travel today. We're going to have a full week here. So I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.